Welcome to Music and the Message from St. Peter Lutheran Church in Gilberts, Illinois. We pray this blend of musical praise and the spoken word will enlighten your day and bring you closer to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
The following readings and sermon are from the 9 o'clock service on Sunday, August 1st, 2021.
Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 6th chapter. On the next day, the crowd that remained on the other side of the sea saw there that there had only been one boat there, and that Jesus had not entered the boat with his disciples, but that his disciples had gone away alone. Other boats from Tiberias came near the place where they had eaten the bread after the Lord had given thanks. So when the crowd saw that Jesus was not there, nor his disciples, they themselves got into the boats and went to Capernaum seeking Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you are seeking me, not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not labor for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you. For on him God the Father has set his seal." Then they said to him, "What must we do to be doing the works of God?" Jesus answered them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent." So they said to him, "Then what sign do you do that we may see and believe you? What work do you perform? Our fathers ate the manna in the wilderness. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." Jesus then said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." They said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst." This is the gospel of our Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and from our Comforter, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Is anyone here a member of a community organization? There are.
The church.
Oh, yes. You know, you might belong to a parent-teacher organization. Perhaps you're a part of a sports club or maybe a neighborhood watch. Some of you are probably involved in the local Rotary, the Chamber of Commerce, a 4-H club, or the Kiwanis. And of course, lest we forget,
Many of you take an active role serving right here at St. Peter Lutheran Church. And of course, there are countless opportunities for the members of our congregation to become involved. And as a community of faith, this pastor encourages you to do exactly that, to follow in the example of our Lord and Master by finding and taking a role of service right here in the church. Well, regardless of where you may choose to serve, the process is typically much the same. The joining together of like-minded individuals using the unique gifts that God has given to them and working together toward a united goal. Each member takes responsibility for certain tasks which contribute to the group's overall objectives. Here in the church, of course, our greatest achievements have come when individuals come together, setting aside any personal differences in pursuit of the greater goal. Now, someone may well ask, what makes the work of the church any different from that of a civic organization that serves the community? Simple answer. The church's unity is established by God. This is His church. He calls and He gathers His people together. He makes us one people by giving us faith and the salvation accomplished for us by Jesus Christ, our Lord. So if you trust in Jesus, Lord, as your Savior, if you trust in Jesus Christ as your Savior, then, of course, you are united with every other Christian who has ever lived on the face of the earth. You belong to a family where Jesus Christ is the head, and every brother and sister is our fellow member. We are brothers and sisters with Him and with one another. And you and I are privileged to be a part of an unbreakable bond, a blessed unity that carries on from this earthly life and into eternity. And that, my friends, is Christian unity. Christian unity, it comes from above. Because of its divine origin, God would expect us all to walk, to live, to grow, and work together. We are the body of Christ, one body united in faith and in doctrine. And that unity is to be honored and preserved among us, here in God's church and out there in the world in our daily lives. But of course, in a world full of differing opinions and feelings, disagreement, disunity, and discord have often become our lot. And even within congregations and among various denominations of the church. And so as a pastor, perhaps you as well, ask the question, where can Christians find that common ground, a foundation for the unity which is true and pleasing to God? I think we know the answer. There is one source, and that, of course, is the Word of God. From Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, to Revelation chapter 22, verse 21, Holy Scripture must be recognized for what it is. The revelation of Almighty God to those whom He has created, speaking in clear, simple, and unmistakable terms. It is only when the Holy Bible is recognized as God's trustworthy source of knowledge about life, death, resurrection, and eternal life that we have the ability of being at unity with one another, just as God wants us to be. It is through the Holy Scripture that God calls upon us to walk in accord with Him and with one another. And in our epistle for today, Paul calls that walking worthy, living a life which reflects that calling to which God calls every believer in Jesus Christ. Looking back at the original Greek text, it is described in this way, have a walk worthy of the calling. Now, suffice to say, your walk reveals much about you. If you walk about with your head hung low, that obviously means you're despondent, you're depressed, you're feeling inadequate. Now, if you stomp around, you're angry. And, of course, people will do their best to get out of your way. But that's not the way of the Christian. Our walk is one of humility and gentleness, not anger or frustration, not noisily demanding our rights. For God commands us to be patient, bearing with one another in all love. We are not to demand that things go our way or let the disappointments of this life govern our attitude and poison our faith. When you practice patience and humility, two things happen. First, you are doing your part to keep the unity of the faith. You're not causing division in the church as a result of your own selfish expectations of others. And secondly, you preserve the bond of peace that the Holy Spirit has brought to us all. For God wants us to live at peace with one another. My friends, we have been called by the Lord, not by the many lords of the world who work hard to control our attention. It can be money, power, pleasure, self-gratification, leisure, even family loyalty. These things will lord over your hearts if you let them. You must let Jesus rule in your heart, for only Jesus is Lord. And there is only one faith. Contrary to the thinking out there today that there are many ways to believe, and that you have to just choose one that is right for you, the Bible says there is but one faith to which you were called. And this is the faith which Jesus instituted in his life, his death, and his resurrection. This is the faith preached by the apostles that Jesus sent out, written into the unchanging Word of God, preached by God's grace here to you today, and received by you as you repent and believe in the good news. This is the one true faith. There is also only one baptism. There are not two baptisms. There is not a baptism of water followed by a separate baptism of the Spirit. The only baptism of which the Holy Bible speaks is that one instituted by Christ, where water is poured out upon a person. And we believe that that water, when combined with God's word, makes that person a Christian believer, no matter what age that person may be. Baptism is the death of sin in us, and it is He who puts it to death. Baptism is our rebirth in the water and of the Spirit. And there is but one God and Father. Realize what that means. It is God who gives purpose to your existence. And how tragic it is that we live in a world where people believe that life has evolved from out of nothing over billions of years. That sad belief has allowed humanity to devolve into every form of degradation and abomination without any feelings of guilt whatsoever. But my friends, you have faith in God and in His Word, who created you in His own image for the purpose of serving Him. And even though our sin had once separated us from Him, we have been restored to Him again through the atoning sacrifice of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And so, when you live your life grounded in the Lord Jesus Christ, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father, you have unity with God and with God's people. But when you depart from these things, you separate yourself and you disturb the unity of us all. For whenever something else is more important to you than these holy things, whether it be money, family, free time, or making your own choices, you're going to feel a burden. For what you experience are the effects of division. But of course, here's the good news. God gives us all grace. And God's grace reaches beyond those divisions we have set before Him. No matter where you may be in life, that grace is able to reach over those boundaries you have set up and bring you back into relationship with Him and with one another. For it is God who leads us toward all unity by the giving of the apostles whom He sent throughout the world preaching His word. Today He gives us pastors and missionaries who teach His word, so that we are not left wandering aimlessly on our own. God gives us shepherds to lead us by His word until we reach that unity of faith that is not there yet. Oh, that it was here already. But it wasn't there in Paul's day, and it's not yet here either. But rest assured, it is coming, and it is coming soon. For our Lord Jesus Christ Himself says so. So until that time, God would call upon us to submit to His word and to follow His Son wherever He may lead us. God wants to bless us with His unity. For when we are united in the word of God, we become so firmly entrenched in Christ that none of this life's storms can move us. And as we stand strong together in Jesus Christ, He's going to use us like that immovable lighthouse to provide a clear path for those who walk in darkness, and for those future generations who are yet to come, that we might grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord, that we might mature in the faith, that we might achieve adulthood in Christ, that we might be able to live in peace with one another, because all have been enlightened by the peace and love of God. So yes, God wants us to be united and to be able to speak the truth in love to one another. Because that, my friends, is true unity. The unity that will not permit us to shy away from correcting that brother or sister in Christ who has gone astray. That's the unity that does not take offense when someone lovingly corrects you. That's the unity which cares enough to tell us the way it is for the sake of a brother or sister's eternal soul. And truly, that's the essence of unconditional love at its finest and best. So, my friends, I ask that you would pray. Pray that God would stir up such love in you. God grant you the courage, faith, humility, and gentleness to work and serve together as the family of God. And whenever and wherever division arises, may God enable us to resist the temptation to simply walk away and say that it doesn't matter. Because, my friends, it does matter. It really does. Pray that God would bring healing, restoration, and strength through His Word. For only when the Word of God comes first in our lives will we experience that blessed unity of peace to which God calls us today. So, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, what do you say? Let's put God first, shall we? Let's do it today. Let's do it together. And together may we grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of Music and the Message, brought to you from St. Peter Lutheran Church, located in Gilberts, Illinois. Worship services are held on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10:30 a.m., and on Saturday evenings at 5 p.m. For more information, please visit our website at www.stpeterlutheran.org. Thanks for listening, and God's blessings on your week.